ఏకైకాం సకలాపం సత్పస్థస్తు భగవాన్ స్వయం ఇంద్రాణి వ్యాకులం రూపం మయంతి విజయ జ్ఞాన జోర్ భక్తి తీన్ సాధనే బసే బ్రహ్మ ఆత్మా భగవాన్ తుదీర ప్రకాశ. సో ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ది విజన్ ఆఫ్ ది సీయర్. ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ వన్ విదౌట్ సెకండ్. But according to the capacity of the seer, the absolute truth is manifested either as Brahma, impersonal Brahma, or localized Paramatma, or the Supreme Personality of God. So, this point we have discussed. That Lord Chaitanya is giving one evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam. వదంతి తత్తత్సవిద సత్యం జ్ఞానమద్వయం బ్రహ్మేతి పరమాత్మేతి భగవాన్ ఇతి శబ్దతి. అండ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇట్ ఇస్ సేడ్ దట్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ వన్ విదౌట్ ఎనీ డ్యుయాలిటీ. హి ఈజ్ సింప్లీ నేమ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ వే. అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ది డిఫరెంట్ నేమ్స్? బ్రహ్మ, పరమాత్మ అండ్ భగవాన్. బ్రహ్మ అంగకాంతి తార్ నిర్విశేష ప్రకాశే శుద్ధజన చర్మచక్షే జ్యోతిర్మయ భాషే. లార్డ్ చైతన్య సే దట్ కన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది రేజ్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. దట్ లైక్ ది సన్షైన్ ఇస్ ది రేజ్ of the body of the sun disk. Similarly, Brahma Angakantita Nirvishesh Prakash. And in that Brahma Jyoti rays, there is no variegatedness. Just like if you fall of a certain sea to the sun, you don't find any variegatedness in the sky. It appears just like only dazzling fire. But when the sunlight is not there, we can see millions and millions of stars in the firmament. So, in the Upanishad also, it is prayed that, my Lord, you kindly move this curtain of glaring effulgence so that I can actually see you. So, one who is dazzled by this glaring effulgence of the rays of Krishna, they can realize the Supreme Lord or the Supreme Absolute Truth as impersonal. శుద్ధజన జన్మసఖ్యే జ్యోతిర్మయ జన్మసఖ్యే విత్ అవర్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఐ డిఫెక్టివ్ ఆర్ అవర్ సెన్సెస్ ఆర్ డిఫెక్టివ్. వీఆర్ వెరీ మచ్ ప్రౌడ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ఐ. ఐ వాంట్ టు సీ పర్సనలీ, బట్ యూ డూ నాట్ నో దట్ దిస్ ఐస్ ఆర్ ఎనీ సెన్స్. దే ఆర్ ఆల్ డిఫెక్టివ్, దే ఆర్ నాట్ పర్ఫెక్ట్. దట్ లైక్ glare of the sunshine, we see nothing. We see sometimes darkness. So, we cannot believe these eyes or senses. We have to take information, a perfect knowledge from the authorities. That is the basic way. So those who want to see God or the Supreme Absolute Truth by their agency of their imperfect senses, they say that God is impersonal. That imperfect, that is a realization of the imperfect senses. perfect vision of the Supreme Lord is first. Just like nobody can enter into the sun disk. And they can say from distant place, oh, there is nothing, it is simply fire. But from scripture we understand, no, that is a planet. And as in this planet we have got so many variegatedness, similarly in that planet also there are, in every planet. There is no reason to this belief that in other planets there is no life, there is no variegatedness. No, according to Vedic literature, it is not accepted. Each and every planet, there is variegatedness as we find in this planet. The difference is that in some of the planets, earthly matter is prominent, some of the planets, fiery elements are prominent. So in the sun planet, fiery elements is very prominent. There are the living entities and everything. They are made of fire. He is giving another evidence from Brahma Samhita. Yasya prabha prabhato jagadanna kuti kutisya sesa vasudhadi vibhuti hinyam tad brahma niskalam anantam asesa bhutam govindamadi purusam tamaham vajam. I was the primal Lord, Govinda, whose bodily effulgence is Brahma Jyoti. And the Brahma Jyoti, that is nothing but his body effulgence. And in that Brahma Jyoti, yasya prabhāvata jagadanna koti, or that Brahma Jyoti being manifested, there are innumerable planets and universes. There are. The same example just like in the sun sign, there are innumerable planets. So similarly, in the original sign, Krishna sign, this is sun sign, the original sign is Krishna signing. In that effulgence, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. Spiritual planets. Ekam sena situ jagat. In the Bhagavad Gita, you will find all these planetary manifestations is situated in one fourth of his effulgence. Three fourths of the manifestation are in the spiritual stars. Tad dhamma niskalam ananta asesa bhutam. Asesa bhutam. It is so much extended that nobody can calculate how far. We cannot calculate even the sun sign, how far it is extended, and what to speak of that original effulgence. So our knowledge is always imperfect. We cannot study even millions and millions part of the opulence of the Supreme Lord. So it is futile to deny God, because we cannot calculate his potencies and expansion of potencies. Paramatma jeho teho krishner as amsa atman atmahan krishna avatam. Now, this localized aspect of Paramatma, in individual soul living, is called Paramatma. So, that Paramatma, super soul, is also a part representation. The body of Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Three spiritual divisions. Not division actually, they are one, but for our understanding, we analyze in that way. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Sat means eternity. Brahma realization, impersonal Brahma realization is realization of eternity. Paramatma realization means eternity and knowledge. And Bhagavan realization means full realization, eternity, knowledge and bliss. Simple eternal realization is without factual knowledge and without bliss, impersonal. The impersonalists, they cannot enjoy the transcendental bliss. They simply stay as it are, that's all. Shantaras, it is called shantaras. Peaceful shantaras. There is no exchange. And further development is dasaras. And further development is satvaras. And further development is vatsalaras. And further and ultimate development is madhujaras. So in the spiritual atmosphere, there are different degrees of realization. So this Brahma realization is the first stage, and the Paramatma realization is the second stage, and Bhagavan realization, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the ultimate stage. He is giving some evidences from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita also. Krishnam hinam abhihi tam atmanam akilam atmanam jagad bhitaya yo api atra dehi bhavati maya. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, some advanced devotee is indicating Krishna. Krishnam enam avehi. This Krishna, when Krishna was present in person, many persons studied him in a different way. But one of them, who is pure devotee, he is describing about Krishna, that enam, this Krishna, this Krishna, Krishna Meenam Abhihi, you should try to understand what is that. Tam Atmanam Akhila Atmanam. Atmanam Akhila Atmanam. Atma means the self, a soul. So, we individual soul, we are part and parcel, fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme. Therefore, Krishna is to be understood as the source of all individual self. Akhilata. Akhila means all. Then Jagat Bhitaya. Now he has come. He has descended out of his causeless mercy, Jagat Bhitaya, for the benefit of this world, this planet. Dehiva Abhati. Just like he appears ordinary person. Abhati Maya. Maya, this Maya is not illusion. This Maya means by his internal potency. By his internal potency, he can appear just like us, but he's not like us. He is the Supreme Personality of God. Athava bahunaitena kinyatena sabhajna vishtabhyam vishtabhya aham idam krishnam ikansina sitru jaga. Now, the Lord says, Krishna says, when Arjuna asked him, Krishna, will you describe something about your different potencies by which you are working in this material world? Then Krishna described so many things out of that one verse, that athava bahunaitena kinyatena sabhajna. My dear Arjuna, I have described in nutshell many of my potencies displaying in this manifested world. But you can understand one thing, that by one part, by manifestation of one of my parts, I have entered all the universe and all the hearts of living entities. Just like by one reflection of the sun, if you put millions of pot with water, by one of the potencies of the sun, you will find the sun is represented in every pot. During moon time, by what are the potency of the sun, you can feel 5,000 miles away, the sun is just over your head. So, as it is possible even for a material object, so this Krishna, the supreme spiritual form, he has got many potencies which he cannot calculate. In the Vedic literature it says, Parasa Shakti Vividhai Vastriyate. He has got unlimited potencies.